Right, hello, welcome to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour with me, John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. And today we are going to be having a look at kindness, all because coming up is going to be the Mental Health Awareness Week from the 18th of May. So this year is all about kindness. So today we've got one of the kindest people that I know with me, the wonderful Scott Jones from 123 Internet Group. Hello, Scott. How you doing?
Thank you, John. Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Good, good, good. So we're Scott and I have been talking about what we might be able to do in relation to a radio show and talking about. I know Scott quite well. Obviously, 123 Internet are the sponsors of the show that we host here on MKFM, and we have been. We've known each other for a little while, a few years, I think, probably.
Yeah, I think a couple of years now.
Yeah, and the way that Scott's always run his business, obviously businesses at the moment are going through a lot of different changes, a lot of different challenges that they're coming up against. Some people have got furloughed staff, some people have got staff all working from home, and really using this theme of kindness, we wanted to explore how kindness can impact a business really positively, but also how it can impact us as individuals, how that builds into our well-being, how it can have a good impact on our mental health, especially during times that are so uncertain like these. So Scott, welcome. And how you run 123 Internet, so for people that might not know, what is it that you guys do? And from your point of view, looking at kindness, we've kind of talked that it's just something that you guys do, but how do you build that into the way that you guys work?
Sure. No, thanks for having us. Yeah, I mean, as you said, I'm the owner of 123. So those that don't know, we're a digital marketing agency based in Milton Keynes. So we have quite a big team now. We have a team of 16, which is made up of a mix of people within design, development, social media, and then marketing as a wrapping service. Kindness. I always like to think that we've always had that kind of at our roots, you know, that's kind of what makes us an employer we are. We have a lovely culture that we've worked really hard to create. And it's some of it's come really naturally over a period of time. Yeah. So I suppose to give some examples, our team are generally sort of mid-20s as an age bracket. I'm the oldest at 39, grey hair showing. But because of that, they really love that interaction, that, dare I say it, banter around the office. That's what they live for. They want to come to work and have fun. It's a job, but they really want to have fun. So, you know, you can't do that if you're not being kind to each other, if you don't get along with each other. We try our best to make sure that they've got everything they need. We did a survey last year about things they might need to make their lives easier around the office. Things were on there like gym membership, which was a given anyway, actually. We had, you know, more trips, we had more learning, more education, a stocked fridge in our kitchenette area.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make sure they had stuff in the fridge. All these kind of things are things that were quite easy to implement.
So can we took that. Ask a question about what might have not been on that survey. Just out of, just off the top of my head, I can imagine that no one put raise or more money or increase my salaries. Even if someone did, I can't imagine that that is one of the top of the things on the list that came out of that.
No, it wasn't, which is, again, this is why we did the survey. It's the first year we've done it, actually, and it's something we're going to do time and time again now because it's a really interesting thing to do. But money wasn't at the top of that list. In fact, it barely appeared on it at all.
No. When it comes to well-being and what people need, and we always say in our jobs, nobody ever leaves because they're not necessarily earning enough or anything like that. You leave managers, you leave the other people around it. So to build that culture and a connected culture that does, giving can be a big part of that. So we're going to be exploring that a little bit more how you guys do it, and hopefully it gives some other businesses out there some tips, but also we're going to have a look at how that builds into individuals' day-to-day lives. So if you aren't working at the minute, or you are thinking about how you might be able to improve your well-being, then hopefully you can get some tips from this show. So we'll be back right after this.
The MK Mental Health Hour with 123 Internet Group.
MKFM.
Hello, welcome back to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour with me, John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. We are sponsored by a wonderful company called 123 Internet Group, and we are here with the owner, Scott Jones. Hello, Scott. Welcome back.
Hi, John. Thank you very much.
Hello. So we're talking about kindness today, and we kind of said and touched upon on the intro to this a little bit about what 123 Internet do. And also exploring some surveys that you've done with your staff previously, which have been really interesting. We'll touch on that a little bit later on. But when it comes to being kindness and this whole theme around Mental Health Awareness Week this year, it's, to me anyway, it kind of references giving. And giving, as we know, is a huge part of well-being. And for those people who might not know, you have five elements of well-being, or five ways of well-being, I think is what the local NHS and the council explain them as. And that is being active, getting your exercise in, connecting with others, obviously digitally at the minute, unfortunately, with the distancing and everything that's in place. It's learning new things. It's also taking notice of your surroundings, but also giving, finally. And so, Scott, looking at giving being such a massive part, well, it's 20% of our well-being if you look at it that way, there's been quite a few businesses that you've seen and you work with, and even you guys yourselves, putting in place a variety of different things just out of kindness rather than having a necessarily a business benefit or a monetary benefit. So what sort of things have you guys been up to lately that's been helping out?
Sure. So first of all, I mean this is an interesting time for everybody. For ourselves, we've been very fortunate that we probably haven't been as hugely impacted unlike other businesses. So we haven't had to flow any workers at the moment. Everybody is remote working. But it is business as normal can be, I guess, at the moment. We're in that tech space, so it is a little bit easier for us to maintain our services for our clients and support them. But one thing we have found is that, you know, we want to support SMEs and charities as we have done before. Everybody's looking after the cash flow at the moment, quite rightly so. So one of the first things they tend to cut back on generally are costs like subscription services or marketing. We've been working very closely with big companies like Sprout Social over in the States for quite some time, and we use that as a platform to maintain our social media clients.
That like schedules everything. So yep, for anyone who is listening who might not know, people don't sit there on Facebook posting everything real time, not most of the time anyway. So in some cases they do, but influencers and all of these people, I imagine they use all of these different scheduling applications. You just put a few weeks of content in there and it fires all out for you.
That's right, exactly. A lot of the sort of pre-programmed content, you know, it has to still be researched and planned in, but obviously you don't want to be sending, you know, posts out manually at 9 o'clock in the evening if you can help it. After the workday should have finished. So we use these tools to do just that. They are, in some cases for SMEs, quite expensive. They're a luxury item to have, especially for small businesses and charities alike. We reached out to them before or just as the pandemic kind of went out and said, look, we're being approached and we want to support small businesses. What can we do together? How can we help them? And Sprout came back with subsidized access to their platform. They allowed us to bring on charities, bring on SMEs that perhaps wouldn't have used this platform before, but needed to right now to maximize online efforts. even handle the messaging. A lot of hospitality clients, when you think about it, were inundated with messaging that they'd never seen before at that level. Yeah. So to have something like that at their disposal without that cost was crucial for them.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you kind of then mention that to the people that you work with, your staff? Did you let them know that this is what you're able to do now? Was it something that you kind of shared with them?
Yeah, so I mean, we bounce lots of ideas around as a business, as the whole team. I mean, we asked our team what they thought we could be doing to support everybody, existing clients, potential new clients, just general businesses right now. And this was one of the things that came up. So we publicized that on our website. We shared it with the Chamber of Commerce locally. We're sharing it now, which is fantastic. Other things, you know, a lot of businesses and charities wanted to get online if they weren't already. They wanted to update their websites. There's a local charity, the Safety Centre in Milton Keynes.
We'd help them. Joe on the show.
Yeah, so we've helped them over the last few months create a new brand. We've helped them create a new website. Again, we've given them all that kind of creative kind of influence from our own team in-house to do that. And we've offered them that monthly payment package. So at the moment, we're offering any SME that might need our services right now the option to acquire those services. We'll support them with it. And they can pay for it almost later. They can pay for it monthly.
Yeah, we've had something really similar where, and at these times, that there are businesses at the moment, and I've experienced this with some of people that we're not working with, but who have tried to capitalize on the situation, and it's been a little frustrating in some cases because we don't, you know, we're not a huge business. We're a business similar sort of size to yours, with about 30 people in it. And from our perspective, it's a case of, yeah, we're looking to help people, but we've taken any money that we're going to make off of anything. So we don't make a profit as a rule. We are a non-profit organization, social enterprise, and we can't do it. But to have an organization that's kind of coming back at you and saying, yeah, don't worry about it for now, like, just let's just get you online, let's get you sorted, that's phenomenal. That must be such a massive help. So what do you see back from that?
Yeah, I mean, there's other, you know, scenarios I can, examples I can give you. I mean, we've even felt this kindness from other big brands that we use. So we invest quite heavily in the software that we use to support our clients. Adobe, being an example of a big global brand, they've reached out to a lot of their clients and offered them either free subscriptions, so they've reduced the cost to zero, or given them massive subsidized access to their own software for 3 months. And that's just a really nice thing to do at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, we've paid for them for probably 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you know, indefinitely, and it's grown gradually over that period of time. But actually, at the time like this, for them to say, do you know what, guys, that's great, let's just give you some of that back. You know, let's stop our fees for this period of time. That's just a really nice thing to do. And actually, that builds a lot of trust
with their brand. Yeah, it does. And then let's have a look. Let's have a little bit of a break and have a look at how kindness can build some more trust, because you've done quite a bit with your own team as well. I know that I'm very jealous. You go away every year. So we're going to talk about that afterwards, just to see what that does within a team environment and to see what that can do for a group of people's well-being. So we'll come back and explore that a little bit further after this.
The MK Mental Health Hour with 123 Internet Group.
MKFM.
Hello, welcome back to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour with me, John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. And we're here today with Scott Jones from our sponsor, 123 Internet Group. Hello, Scott. We've been talking about like what some big corporate businesses that you guys work with have been doing to give and sort of acts of kindness that we've been seeing lately. We've been seeing loads and loads in sort of the public world, but we wanted to explore some that is going on in the business world, because there's a lot of businesses I think that are really struggling, and you guys have been using your relationships with, we mentioned like Adobe and Sprout Social. We mentioned offline that I've seen Microsoft are also giving like free licenses for 6 months. So there's all of these relationships that we've got with businesses that can really help out SMEs and charities, which is what 123 Internet are using them for. But there was also a story that you told me about some bailiffs as well that were doing some real acts of kindness lately, some big, big brutal bailiffs.
So, I mean, the conversation we had before is one of our contacts is Matthew Highway. Now, he's probably better known for being one of the faces on Can't Pay, Take It Away. He now represents a company called Lackford's Debt Recovery. Now, enforcement officers, in my mind, previously, and I think to quite a lot of people, may have been, these fairly large men and women, you know, or these people coming to your door, banging and wanting return, you know, because they're there to collect debts, effectively.
Not that you consider them to be kind, as such.
I think as people, you'd like to think so, but I think given their job, I think they're... the way they come across, I think may well be seen differently, certainly. I mean, I've known Matt for a while and he's a lovely chap, but I was talking to him last week and he was telling me some of his team have been furloughed obviously during this period, and what was interesting is what he's been doing in his downtime. Himself and a lot of his team have been out with the government initiative, I think it's GoSam, I believe it's called, where they can go into the community, and because of their background checks, they can deliver prescriptions, they can deliver food and things like that to the elderly, to people who need it. And I just love the thought of somebody like that knocking on the door, not to collect invoices or monies, but to deliver prescriptions and food for somebody that really needs it. And I just think that's a lovely, very kind thing to do during this downtime.
And it's a way that a business can adapt, like, you know, utilising what you've already got, like the background checks and people who are set up to do a specific type of work, but making that slight adjustment. And I think I've heard the word pivot going around. People in the business community are probably sick of the word pivot, but it's just basically just changing the way that your business is operating to suit the environment or to suit what you're doing. So that's a wonderful example of how you're already set up to do this stuff, change it slightly, and you can carry on operating and being kind to your community. We've seen so many brilliant things like this. But you guys as a team, you tend to do quite a lot as a team. So you're very kind to your staff, to your colleagues. What sort of stuff do you guys, well, remember it's pre-watershed on a Sunday night. What kind of things do the team get up to? Do you lot get up to? Because we've sort of talked about a few different things that you guys do.
Sure. I mean, one thing that we've spoke about briefly that stands out to me is every year we go on an annual trip together, the whole team. This is something we've done for a number of years now. It happens to fall around about the same time as my birthday every year, which is convenient to say really the least. Last year we went away to a lovely barn conversion in Kent. We took the whole team along. We stayed there for 3-4 days at a time and just unwind. We stopped talking about work, start talking about each other and what we like to do. And we just bond during that time. The year before, something that simply sticks in my mind, which is our Iceland trip. We took the whole team to Iceland. I'd never been, I'd never seen the Northern Lights. It so happened that whilst we were there, the whole team managed to see the Northern Lights. And that's something that they all brought away with them. You know, when we came back into work in January, we all had that shared emotion, that shared, trip together that we could talk about. And that was really nice.
And you can, from, obviously there's no work being done, I can imagine, but you can... you can see how that a trip like that can really relate to your team's well-being. So the five things that I spoke about earlier with giving, so your giving the guys an amazing experience and a great trip. Mm-hmm. They're connecting, being active. You mentioned when we were offline that the spas and stuff, which quite active, learning. So I can imagine you're learning quite a bit about your new, you know, a lot of people in your team hadn't been on trips before, you said, I think.
Sure. Yeah, some of the younger ones had not been away before, which is fantastic. And to learn off each other and what we're like outside work as well, I think it's really important.
And then taking notice and, you know, taking notice of your surroundings and stuff. So all of something like that. And that's why holidays and all of these trips that people take, they tend to be so, so important, but we don't necessarily look at them from a well-being perspective. So if you can look at those five areas and see how you can really benefit from it, what are the team like when they come back? Are they exhausted? Are they, what's
far from it? Yeah, far from it. I mean, you know, January is an interesting time, isn't it, as well, for people that maybe, you know, realise that they don't want to be in their current role and they want to move and so on. We have the opposite. You know, when our team come back in January, they're ready to go. They're ready for the next year. They're probably looking forward to the next holiday in December, you know, so they've got something to look forward to. So always really positive.
And that's a real good example of like sort of taking a step back from work. Really just focusing on something related to well-being can really accelerate you forward. So we've also spoken offline about if businesses have got furloughed staff and if they've got some furloughed, some who are working from home, and how that return back to work is going to be really important. So should we have a break and then have a little look at that?
Sounds good.
Nice one. Thank you very much, guys. Be back right after this. Thank you.
The MK Mental Health Hour with 123 Internet Group. MKFM.
Hello, welcome back to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour with me, John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. We're here today with Scott Jones from 123 Internet Group. We're talking about kindness because of the Mental Health Awareness Week that's coming up mid-May. I think it's around the 18th of May that it starts. And this year's theme is all about kindness. So we're having a look specifically about how businesses can be kind, not necessarily just to their staff, to their colleagues, but also how kindness can be really helpful from a business point of view to adapt, to keep your employees engaged if they are working from home or if they are still in the office. But Scott, you've come across quite a few businesses at the moment who have been in a position where they were, and not necessarily going to say unfortunately, because it can be a real lifeline for businesses to furlough staff. So there might be quite a few employees or people out there who are furloughed and businesses who might have a combination. What sort of stuff have you seen lately in the Milton Keynes business community?
Sure. I mean, again, we've been very fortunate that we haven't had to furlough any of our team, but I know of other businesses that certainly have. And like you said, it can be a valuable lifeline for them as well. Nobody, I think, knows or understands fully what that's going to impact's going to look like moving back into the workplace. We certainly don't. We're trying to plan the best way around that. You know, making sure that employees understand the distancing that they might have to go through. They might not be sitting next door to each other as closely now. What does that look like? Do we need to move the office around to accommodate that? My team, they're going to be wanting to have a big say in that. So where they want to be sitting, where they want the desk, you know, things like that, I'm sure. I mean, we spoke earlier on offline, but I think it's important that my team certainly, and others coming back into the office environment with these new regulations in place, that you ease them back in. You know, coming, they have effectively had 4, you know, 6, 8, 12 weeks in some of those cases away from their office environment. So it is different now. They're going to be sitting in different scenarios. So sticking to their routines have maybe built over the past few months is really important. My team regularly go out together to the gym and work out together. Some of them will go on walks to the local golf course and things like that. And I think if that's what they've been doing at home, then they should be doing it when they come back into work. For ourselves, those first few days, just sitting, chatting, catching up, you know, with the face-to-face contact that they've probably been missing. That's really, really important.
And I think that, like you said about the, you know, if they've been doing stuff at home, we're all building these new routines now and these new ways in which we can build exercise into our days, whether it's halfway through the day or whether it's after we work, or maybe we're not in my particular case, but maybe you can wake up early and go for a run before you even start work. I struggle to turn the kettle on, but there's these new routines, there's these new things that are, and I think we've found a new importance of exercise and our own well-being and getting out of the house, you know. We're beginning to really emphasize our well-being, which is fantastic. For some people it's not that easy, and I think certainly we've highlighted that there are going to be people going back in different scenarios. And you said that going back into the office environment or those, you know, when you are returning, it's going to be really important to look at the environment. So we spoke about offline, like doing a bit of an office revamp or changing it around. Obviously, there's going to be these guidelines in place where we might not be able to sit as close to each other and all of that sort of stuff. So how might you guys, what have the team been kicking around that you might be able to put?
I mean, they've been coming up with lots of different ideas. I mean, I think one of the funniest things I heard is going to be a little bit like Pac-Man in the office. You know, setting up a one route only where they'll be walking around the office space and so on, you know, Pac-Man style. But it's quite interesting. Like I said, it depending on the government direction, we'll obviously follow that very closely. But given them more space around their workstations, putting up, partitions between them if that's what's needed. Again, even that idea to my team about partitioning themselves from each other seems quite surreal. So for us, it would be straight away, well, let's use acrylic. We need to be able to see each other still. Using the guidelines to best fit your own team, I think.
And using your example of going away every year. So you've done this for a number of years, I take it.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
And has it always been this scenario that you go away for a couple of days? Because it's not like for 2 weeks or anything, is it? It's for a couple of days.
Yeah, it's normally about three to 5 days, depending on location. We were quite fortunate that a few years back we went to Iceland for three, four days. You know, as the team grows, we're finding ourselves limited by the trips.
I was gonna say, it can't take too many people away. But so if it's just for a couple of days, you said you, and again, offline, we were talking about this trip, I was fascinated by it. And you sort of saw that change in the team just becoming interconnected or just connected with each other, not necessarily from a work perspective, but a personal perspective. How long did that kind of take for you to noticeably see that change in them becoming more interlaced with each other?
You see that really on, you know, really early on. I would say sort of by the second day, when you've had the first evening sat down together and had that first meal together, the next day you wake up, you know, after what is probably quite a late night normally. And it's lovely to see people have perhaps been talking to people they perhaps wouldn't have talked to as much previously. They're starting to find out more about their background, common interests. You know, last year we went away and it was only in the UK to Kent, but, you know, half the team went to a spa together. The other half went to play golf, myself inclusive. And it was just nice just to have that bond together and have that similar interest.
And the flexibility of it not being so rigid, like everyone is going to go play golf and then everyone is going to go to the spa. You can do what you want to and be involved.
Well, interestingly, we had two of our youngest developers who actually didn't want to do either. So they stayed at home with the PS4. They stayed at the lodge with the PS4. Yeah. And that was fine. That's what they wanted to do. They get along really well and they play games. And that was great.
And I think that's that kind of well-being trip, and we said earlier on in the show that it kind of encompasses all of those different five angles of well-being that we're basing this off, kindness being like the theme. But if you have a look at what that does, and you said coming back in the new year, they're raring to go. They're really connected as a team. They're personally closer together. So you don't necessarily see any impact business-wise, would you say?
No, I mean, it's important that we still support our clients during this kind of shut period, so to speak. But even when we're away, it's nice just to turn those emails off and actually spend some downtime. Mm. You know, as long as our clients are supported, why shouldn't we take more time off together? You know, I love to think that we might have to do this more often, not just once a year, but throughout the year.
Yeah. And I think that's so important. If you look at, you know, taking one step back for two steps forward, it's one of those things. And I think that as something that is, as businesses are beginning to plan going back to work, as we're looking and waiting to hear about all of these different guidelines, I think a way that businesses or workplaces can look at how do we come back, it is really basing it around well-being. So looking at that trip and having different activities that focused on all of those different five aspects, doing something where you're getting back into work, but for a couple of days, you're just all focused on one, like a few different things as a team. Yeah. You're building that team environment back up. If there have been furloughed staff, some people who might have been working from home, maybe there's key workers who are still out and about and doing their roles in the community, then you utilizing that as a bit of a framework would really connect that team back together.
Absolutely.
Do you think that that's kind of, do you think that would kind of mirror the trips that you guys do? We probably might not be able to do it in Iceland, but
yeah, no, I think so. I think it's really important that, you know, we have to remember that, you know, lots of employees have been apart for quite a long period of time. Yes, we've been using the technology. Yes, we've been connecting on Zoom, on Teams and everything else face to face, but it's not the same. You know, it's not the same as being in that close proximity of somebody else that you know really well and you've got that bond with. So I think coming back in, it's important to let, certainly I'm going to be choosing to let my staff have the mad few weeks back together, you know, let off steam, get to know each other again, you know, catch up. That's massively, massively important for all of them. And longer term, it will do the business better, you know, it will do as good.
Absolutely, yeah. It's that longevity. It's not having such a short-term view on things. And that's, yeah, by focusing on well-being, I think that's one way to solidify that. So we're going to come back. We're going to do a little bit of a roundup of the show, just talking about all the things that we have spoken about and then saying a farewell to Scott, unfortunately. So we'll be back right after this.
The MK Mental Health Hour with 123 Internet Group.
MKFM.
Welcome back to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. Just going to be rounding up all of the stuff that we've gone through. We've gone through loads of different things today, all around kindness, primarily within businesses on account of the Mental Health Awareness Week this month of May. So we've been talking with Scott Jones from 123 Internet, our primary sponsor on the show, and we've been talking about their connections with different organizations, big and small, but how is, as a small business or as a charity at the minute, you can look at how you can get additional support, and that's through Sprout Social, so scheduling social media content, Adobe. We've also looked at Microsoft as well. So there's a variety of different organizations out there who are helping. So you can by all means get in touch with 123 Internet to see how you can access those sorts of things. And we've also covered how the benefits of employee well-being can have a massive impact on your business getting back into normality. So making that shift from being in lockdown through back to getting back into work. If you've got some furloughed staff or everyone working from home or a bit of a mixed match of different things, bringing everybody back together, we can use 123 Internet and Scott's example of them going away for a few days, of not focusing on work, just looking at how you might be able to do some things collectively as a group on your route back into the office to really combine and get those connections back together. So thank you so much, Scott, for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
And thanks for having me.
No, thank you. And if people want to find out more about 123 Internet, maybe have a look at the contacts that you've got with Sprout and Adobe and these different things that they might be able to gain access to. How can they get in touch with you guys?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we're pretty prolific on social media, so they can follow us at 123 Internet, or they can visit our website, which is www.123internet.agency. And there's a COVID-19 button on there with all of the support we're offering at the moment. They can download activity booklet, see the offers and all that kind of good stuff.
Nice one. That's really good. And from Arthrellis's point of view, we are just about to launch this new initiative where we want to support NHS key worker staff over the next 6 months. So we're in a fortunate position where we can, we've built out our team and we're looking at supporting and running these emotional support groups with frontline workers. So if you do know a frontline worker, please let them know. They can sign up, they can come over to us. It doesn't cost them anything. We just want to make sure that this impact that they might be going through and experience at the minute isn't a long-lasting one. So please head over to www.arthrellismhs.com. Thanks so much, Scott. Really appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much. And
no,
we'll speak to you soon.
Have a good weekend and evening.
Stay safe, everyone. And thank you very much.
The MK Mental Health Hour and MKFM.